Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If I were him, there's not a chance in heck I would play a snap for them next year without a new contract for $40 million a year. I wouldn't take the field next year until I get the money. So if you want to wait, see what Mahomes gets over the next few months, I'm cool with that. But I'm not letting monsters try to destroy me for a whole other season without getting over $100 million fully guaranteed for my family and $40 million a year.
It's Ross Tucker talking about what he'd do if he were Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson, 1 year remaining on his rookie deal, a team option as well, but he is now eligible for an extension. That extension should be $35, $40 million, one of the heftiest contracts quarterbacks ever get. That's just a way of doing business. You heard what Ross said. John Lopez, if you were Deshaun Watson and you did not have an extension heading into training camp, would you hold out?
Yeah. I mean, short answer, absolutely yes. If I'm, let me put it this way, if I'm Deshaun Watson's representation, I'm his agent, this is what I'm telling Deshaun. You have nothing else to prove. You are the franchise. I mean, there's no doubt about those first 2 points. You have nothing left to prove that you are an elite quarterback, an elite talent, and an elite quarterback. Nothing left to prove that you are the franchise. Everything in that building revolves around you, from the head coach to the slash general manager to everyone else in there revolves around you. You've already had an ACL injury. You're going into a season in which they have the cap room. See, that's the other thing. They have the cap room to pay you today, right now, $55, $56 million. And without you, this team is going nowhere. And then the last thing I would say is there's no way they're not going to sign you. There's no way Bill O'Brien, going into his seventh season, is going to even, you know, dare to chance having Deshaun Watson either hold out a little bit during training camp. See, that's the other thing. A lot of times, John McClain, I can feel John McClain, his presence, even though he's not here today. They're not going to hold out and miss game checks. Well, first of all, that's not true anymore because players have many more times recently missed some game checks. But even if it were true, just not having him in training camp is going to affect the season, and Bill O'Brien's going to get so much backlash and be so nervous. Absolutely, 100%, I would do that.
Bill O'Brien could not survive a Deshaun Watson holdout.
Yep.
His approval rate is already so low. Sometimes these things are split, but Deshaun Watson holding out, that'd be the worst thing to happen to Bill O'Brien. 713-572-4610 to get in. Let's go to Damian. Damian, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thanks for having me. And for the reasons that you said that you think he should hold out is the reason that I believe he should. And I believe he won't hold out. First of all, Deshaun Watson loves football way too much. And just like you said, he that franchise revolves around him. He's going to get his money somewhere or the other, whether it's with the Texans or not. And I can see if the Texans was a sorry team and there weren't contenders and needed other pieces, then I'd say, yeah, hold out. But he needs things around him and spots to be solidified for him to be successful. So I don't think he's going to hold out. And plus, I believe he's dating a chick that she lives here. So and I just
What does that got to do with it?
It has absolutely nothing to do with it. But he loves the city. I believe he loves it.
I mean, that's all true.
I appreciate you, Damian.
That's all true.
Emmitt Smith loved football, right?
Yeah.
He held out.
Yeah. No. What you're saying is all true, but this is the opportunity right now. Every player in the NFL waits for that second contract, and I often, you know, refer to this as well. He's never going to get 2020 money back. Let's say he says, all right, just you know, I'll play you. I'll stay on this contract. You can exercise your option. That's not going to be $30 million, $35 million. So no matter if he plays five more years or 10 more years, that extra $20 million that's in there, he's never going to get that back.
I think you got to be selfish here. I mean, yeah. You have to be selfish. You have to realize you're the straw that stirs the drink. Right now, your offense hasn't taken – you know, you didn't really improve significantly. And quite honestly, there's a lot of people, including Dan Orlovsky, including Ross Tucker, who you just saw, that say that you are basically the reason that Bill O'Brien is able to get the power that he has, which Ross Tucker called laughable, and do that. When you're that valuable to something, you need to maximize your earning potential. So if I'm Deshaun Watson, I'm definitely being selfish and I'm holding out. And a lot of people will say, well, what about Tom Brady? Tom Brady has taken less money with the New England Patriots in order to maximize the resources around him, and he's always done that. Yeah, he's putting his trust in Bill Belichick. He's putting his trust in one of the best coaches of all time. If you're Deshaun Watson, you were sacked a record-setting amount of times 2 years ago, and then last year you were the eighth most sacked quarterback in the league.
Oh, that's the other thing I didn't mention. You've already been beat up, not only the ACL.
I mean, you had to take a bus to a game 2 years ago. Yeah. You got sacked eight times, or the eighth most times in the NFL last year. I mean, you got to be selfish at some point. And if I'm Deshaun Watson, you're asking me, do I want Deshaun Watson to hold out? Hell no, absolutely not. I want to watch Deshaun Watson play. I want Deshaun Watson at training camp. I want Deshaun Watson in uniform as much as possible. But if I'm Deshaun Watson, you bet your ass I'm holding out.
Of course.
I am holding out.
And because you can, and they have the money, and they don't have a choice but to sign you. It's not selfish as in a bad thing. It's selfish as in the smart thing. This is the time for him to get paid. This is where he has all the leverage. I mean, is there any leverage that Bill O'Brien has in this thing?
No. And he's inexperienced. Too. Zero. He's right behind the ears.
Zero.
Yeah. You're not going to, I mean, it's very rare that the Texans are going to get team friendly deals with Bill O'Brien. And if you look at how they've handled things the last eight plus months, now that we know that that's been the way it's functioning, Vandermeer said that as well today. Cal McNair had said it. If you look at the contracts that they've given out since Bill O'Brien's been king, or since Bill O'Brien's been functioning as GM, Nick Martin damn sure wasn't a team-friendly contract.
Right.
That's for sure. Whitney Mercilus damn sure wasn't a team-friendly deal. That's for sure. Brian Anger, a punter. When do you see a punter get an extension in the middle of the season? That damn sure wasn't a team-friendly deal. I don't know if team-friendly deals are going to be a way of things, a way that Houston does things with Bill O'Brien. So if I'm Deshaun Watson right now, you don't even know. Like, let's say the Texans falter this year. Is Bill O'Brien going to be back? We don't know. Mm-hmm. But if I am going to negotiate with somebody, would you rather negotiate now?
Come on.
With Bill O'Brien, or would you rather wait until potentially someone else comes in here and you do it? That's with Bill O'Brien.
That's laughable. The other thing Ross Tucker said, he's basically doing three full-time jobs. You take advantage of that. You know, he's not a cap guy. I know he's brought some guys in, and there's some hangovers, some leftovers from Chris Olsen, you know, leaving. But, no, absolutely, you take advantage of that. It's laughable to think that they're not going to sign him.
And there's a lot of times where, you know, the player doesn't even enter the negotiations. Just let the agent handle it. But my God, if I'm an agent and you tell me that Bill O'Brien is going to be negotiating the contract, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sitting on a limo for Bill O'Brien, and we can meet wherever you want. I'll pick up the check.
My point is, whether it's Bill O'Brien negotiating or not, Bill O'Brien can't afford to not have you, because he's ultimately going to make the same decision. He might have a team of experts, some awesome cap guys, some awesome negotiators, the best of the best of the best in there with Deshaun Watson's agent. Deshaun Watson's agent knows. Who cares? They might give him the best, you know, the best spiel there is in order to kick the can down the road a little bit more for him, and he's going to go, nope. And Bill O'Brien's going to say, okay, well, I guess we got to
Let me ask you. All right, Bill O'Brien hired John Lopez to be one of the negotiators with Deshaun Watson. Mm-hmm. Give me the sales pitch. Tell me, Deshaun Watson, why I should wait to sign this contract.
I got nothing.
Give me something.
I got nothing.
Come on. I don't pay you the big bucks, Lopez,
Deshaun,
to do that.
Deshaun, you gotta help the team. We can afford a lot more complimentary players. That would be that can be the only story. We can surround you with a defense that can help you win a championship. That's the spiel.
So you're telling me there is no, John, you've always been able to do this. You can't give me any sales pitch for Deshaun Watson right now as the GM.
From the Texans' perspective?
As an assistant to Bill O'Brien, you can't sell me
for
on
him
this.
To allow us to exercise the option, the fifth-year option on his contract?
Yes.
That's it. What, you know, be a good guy. Be tough,
be
smart, dependable.
Guy. Be a good guy.
Yeah, be tough,
that's
smart, dependable.
That's the sales pitch from you.
Yeah, help your teammates.
Help
us give you a
imagine go. You imagine going to a negotiation and someone saying, be a good guy.
That's it.
Coming from you?
I'm telling you, the Texans have no leverage. Zero leverage in this deal. Nothing.
You know what my response is when you tell me to be a good guy? You suck too, mother effer.
Thank you.
The OG exactly. John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig with you. Sports Radio 610. My goodness, man. The Rockets are hated. The Astros are hated. Why do people hate H-Town so much? Is the hate valid? We're going to cuss and discuss next. Astros are the most hated team in baseball. Rockets are the most hated team in basketball. There's a lot of hate towards Houston from the national media types. It really is Houston against the world when it comes to those two squads. Is the hate valid, though, John? Do you think that the hate, if I put you in the position of the nation, would you hate these two teams as much as people outside of Houston do?
If I weren't an Astros fan, I would hate the Astros. If I weren't a Rockets fan, I don't know if I would hate the Rockets. I think it's more they hate the style, and the Rockets epitomize that style. Kind of, and it's not even valid. That's the thing. You know, the Rockets no longer are consistently lax on defense, and James Harden, you know, mailing it in, you know, on the defensive side and all that. It's just kind of the way it's what their reputation and perception is, and it's kind of what you see in the postseason, and more people watch obviously the postseason than the regular season. The Texans, the Rockets falling short. So I don't think it's necessarily valid. I get why some people think it's valid, but I don't think it's valid anymore. I wouldn't like watching the Rockets, you know, from a national perspective. They're not a really entertaining team to watch.
They are now.
But they're getting there.
I mean, it's an interesting style, to say the very least. It's unique. And, you know, they do have Russell Westbrook.
But the Astros are hated. I mean, you don't have to like it, but you just have to know that.
I think the Astros have earned every single amount of hate that they have right now. And I think they probably had it before the cheating scandal. Not to this extent, but I think the Astros, they have everything they have. Everything that's coming their way, they've had coming. You know, when you're carrying bats to first base like Alex Bregman does, when you're staring into the dugout, when you're playing just as flamboyantly as the Astros often did, and you're doing it at a high level to where people are naturally envious of you regardless. Like, people are jealous of what the Astros have done the last 3 years. When you play with that style in a game in which there's unwritten rules and all that type of stuff, I like it. But I'm in Houston. Mm-hmm. But I think every ounce of hate, and then you sprinkle in the cheating scandal and all the type of stuff, and the unknown as to how much the cheating had to do, how much did that have to do with the success you were having as you were carrying yourself the way they did. You know, I think the Astros deserve every ounce of hate that they had coming their way.
No, you don't have to like it, but they do.
As far as
I mean, listen to national broadcasts. I know we've cut in, you know, our national Sports Minute is talking about the Astros, but even, you know, just flip to any Fox, ESPN, Fox Sports, ESPN, any of those. The Astros are a topic almost every day. And that's not going to change. It's only going to get worse as the season begins.
And you know, I think the Rockets, from a Rockets perspective, I don't think this is like a unique situation. I think the hate directed in the Astros is a result of those actions and the actions that they took that led to this punishment. So I think it's that. Like you said with the Rockets, I don't think it's personal. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can go back to...
It's more the style.
It is the style. Like, you can go back to when the Mavericks were experimenting with small ball. They were hated. Like,
well, not only
TMC,
that. I'm talking about,
that type of stuff.
Let's be very clear here. The style of James Harden is a huge part of that.
Well, I think it's the style of, you know, small ball. Like, even D'Antoni. Mm-hmm. When D'Antoni was coaching with the Suns, the 7 seconds or less, people would always say, this doesn't win a championship. This is the type of style. And they had different guys. You know, mm-hmm. they were playing... A lot of times they were playing a Amari Stoudemire at center, and there was one year where they played Tim Thomas at center. Like, I think it's stylistic. I don't think it's anything personal.
I think a lot of it has to do with James Harden.
Now you think it goes back to Harden, yeah. Which I could see. And we saw yesterday Greek Freak and LeBron James mm-hmm. kind of clowning James Harden on
calling
the national
him the
stage.
Dribbler. I think some people, just his facial expressions and kind of the way he moves looks kind of like, I don't know, nonchalant or non-caring or whatever. And that reputation just built on itself. It's not right, but it's built on itself.
I can see that, but yeah. I you know.
And then you bring in Russell Westbrook, who's got another
polarizing.
Yeah.
But I almost think Russell Westbrook, in playing with Harden, has become more likable nationally. I think before, you know, Westbrook, there were some times where people were high on him, but there was a certain amount of people who would criticize Westbrook. And now I think now that Westbrook is with Harden, people are trying to put Westbrook up here and they're trying to bring Harden down here. Mm-hmm. And I think the hate of Harden almost benefits the image of Russell Westbrook.
Yes.
And I also think that, you know, something that some people are doing. I saw Kendrick Perkins did that, radio.com insider who joins the afternoon show. Perkins tried to throw out that this is Russell Westbrook's team. Let's not be ridiculous.
Let me say this.
Let's not be ridiculous. You're going to do it?
Let me ask you this.
No,
I'm not going there.
Oh, no.
But let me ask you this.
Oh, no, please.
You know how much people don't like James Harden?
How much?
I'm making a statement, and you tell me if you agree or disagree. Do you know how much people don't like James Harden? Russell Westbrook is the most likable person on this team.
That's true.
Right?
That's true. But it's James Harden's team.
It's
James Harden's team. Let's make that clear.
But what I'm saying is you ask why the Rockets are hated across the country, a lot of it has to do with James Harden. A lot of it has to do with the style.
But you are right.
And to illustrate that.
You are right.
They don't like James Harden so much that Russell Westbrook has become the most popular player on the team.
And yesterday you had James Harden getting double teamed, and he was throwing it to Westbrook, and Westbrook was doing what he could. I mean, it was basically a 4-on-3 with one of the most explosive players in the NBA. There were a couple times where he drove to the paint, and there was nothing that the Lakers could do. He ended up with 41 points. I think he was the 47th player to score 20,000 points. That happened yesterday. Russell Westbrook is doing his thing, but let's not get it twisted. To the Kendrick Perkins and all the other people out there trying to say this is Russell Westbrook's team. You can look in the stat sheet and you can say that Russell Westbrook had 41 and James Harden had 14, but James Harden was getting doubled at half court.
Right.
You don't watch a Texans game where DeAndre Hopkins gets doubled and triple teamed and Will Fuller has a couple touchdowns and 120 yards and say Will Fuller's the best receiver on the Texans.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody says that. So don't let your hate and your distaste for James Harden, one of the best shooting guards of all time, blind you into saying that this is Russell Westbrook's team. This is number 13's team. This is James Harden's team. His attention, the attention he was getting yesterday, was what allowed Russell Westbrook to get that 41 100%. Points. And if you've been watching the Rockets all year, that's what's been going on, is they've been double-teaming James Harden. So you're not going to say something that stupid when DeAndre Hopkins is getting double-teamed and triple-teamed. So don't say something that stupid when the same things happen with James Harden. Don't let your hate make you say something dumb. 713-572-4610 to get in. Let's get wise.
Wise?
Let's get wise. Let's go to Money Mike on a Friday. Money Mike, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
What'd he do,
hey,
fellas?
Hey.
Happy Friday. The wife's going Sunday to Colorado for 5 days. I'm going to be a bachelor all week.
I could tell you had a little something extra in you. I could tell something was going on.
Hey, them mountains are going to be blue all week. Hey, I don't give a damn what those people hate on us for outside of H-Town, even though we hate our football coach. So for all those haters, I'm going to leave you with this. When people hate on you, it's because you've got something they want. Scoreboard. Good afternoon.
I feel like that was an original.
That wasn't original.
I think they're mostly originals.
I think a lot of them are original.
Money Mike's smart.
Mm-hmm.
Money Mike is a smart guy. You could tell he had some fun. I was going to ask him if he either got laid last night or something happened.
That's a little extra on.
He's got what to do. I will tell you this, though. When you get the house to yourself for 5 days.
Evan.
My gosh.
Evan.
And it's not even that you want to do anything. You just want to chill.
You just chill.
You know what? You want to do what you want to do.
And you know what? I can go home and take a nap till 7:30. Not worry about it. And I can wake up and I can just stay up till 3.
Yeah.
Do whatever the hell I want. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to go get me a 12? Okay, let's go get me a 12.
You can eat cereal for dinner in your underwear.
You can just do whatever
you want. You want.
Just
you know?
Anything.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. The 5 days to yourself is just like heaven, man. Oh, my gosh, and you can just tell he's got it. He's so excited.
Yep.
So
he should
excited.
Be.
Problem is there's no football. It's better when there's football.
Yeah, that's right.
It's okay.
He'll figure something out.
Yeah, I mean, he will figure it out, but it's still better when there's a little bit of football on, John.
Yeah,
although
is.
The XFL is playing tomorrow. Oliver Luck's
we'll be
making
there.
The rounds.
Another loophole road trip.
We will be there. Nuff Said tailgaters. If you're going to the game tomorrow, we're going to be tailgating with Nuff Said. Shout out to my man Freddie Mack. With the fire truck. So we'll be out there. Blue Lot, I believe it's a couple blocks from the stadium. People are just bringing side dishes. We'll have burgers and stuff. We'll be with Enough Said tailgaters. Then we're going to go to Section 120. So if you want to go, 713-572-4610 to get in. Loopholes will be out there in full effect, including Pavetex Rob, whose son just got his first job. Congratulations on your son getting his first job. Don't screw it up for him, Pavetex.
Chick-fil-A, baby, maybe I can finally get me a black card. But in the word of Travis Kelce, man, the Rockets are 6'5" and barely alive. Woo!
Get him off the phone. What does that even mean?
Oh, my God.
Paytech's low on material, isn't he?
No.
I'm worried about his son because his son's a very good kid, very, very good kid. But I'm worried that Pavetex might embarrass him at work. Just stay in the car if you have to go pick him up.
Jump
and
on Facebook
him.
Live at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, while his son's working and stuff like that. Like, just let the kid chill, Pavetex. We don't need this nice young man being ruined by the man known as Pavetex Rob.
No, we do not. Just stay away from the Chick-fil-A. Let him do his deal.
Let him do his deal. Yeah. Okay, Pavetex. It's a nice establishment. It's one of my favorite establishments. I eat there every single day. And in the spirit of that,
713-572-4610.
We are 40 days away from NFL free agency. 40 days, 40 nights. In the spirit of that, In the Loop is going to have to give up something for 40 days and 40 nights. What are we going to give up? We're going to get to the bottom of that next. All right, what should we give up? 40 days, 40 nights, 713-572-4610 to get in. Roughneck season begins tomorrow. We'll be tailgating by the stadium. If you want to get in the tailgate, just show up. We got some loopholes. The lines blew up. Just come through. Bring some yak. Maybe bring a side dish, whatever. But enough said, the fire truck will be there, and we'll be having a good time out there. We're at least 35, 40 deep.
At least.
It's a party to celebrate Figgy being full-time. So just come by Roughnecks game tomorrow. Enough said tailgate. You can join the Loophole Facebook page.
What are you going to bring,
just type
man?
In Loophole, and you'll see what's popping. I don't know, probably some shots or something. I don't know about the nugget tray with like 50 people just doesn't seem appropriate given all the food. So I'm not going to get that going. Let's go to, can you pronounce this name for me, Figgy? I don't want to butcher it.
Waleed,
okay, there you go. You're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, man, what's up? I love the show. Listen every day. First time on the radio.
Good deal.
For 40 days and 40 nights, man, I'm going to try my best to give up some porn. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck with that, buddy. It's right on your palm.
Don't tell Figgy that.
Yeah, that might be what Figgy needs to
This is one of those things where...
Like, I know, I ain't
you,
even
you don't
it.
Even do it, but you're going to have the reputation.
Yeah.
I mean, of course you do. Everybody does. You know, but you know what I'm saying.
Y'all got me looking like a porn
yeah,
addict.
Yeah, you're not like an addict, but the reputation is already establishing itself because of Landry, something Landry
yeah.
did. Yeah.
We're gonna pass. Shut up, Lopez.
It's true.
We're gonna pass the torch to Jeremy Branham and Clint Sterner. They're going to be out there at the TriStar show.
Oh, nice.
I noticed Branham's already on it about percentages and stuff. He's talking about the Astros trash can banging.
Okay.
The data study.
Mm-hmm.
Can we make something very clear about the data of trash can banging? Because I think this needs to be understood. First of all, just because they found that the Astros did it X amount of times doesn't mean that's the percentage. Because usually when you get caught, and you're talking to someone who's been in a lot of trouble throughout his life.
Yeah.
Usually when you get caught doing something, there's about 6 times more stuff that you didn't get caught doing, or 6 times more stuff where you didn't get caught, where you were doing something that you shouldn't do. But Jeremy talks about this 9% of the time where the trash cans were banged.
Mm-hmm.
Does he not realize that
That could be 30%. They still knew what was coming because it wasn't banged.
You, yes.
Because it was a fastball.
Yes. It,
I don't understand how people are so
I don't understand how someone so smart is so foolish sometimes.
Yeah,
yes,
that
guy. Like we're talking about like, yeah, oh, well, they only use the trash can 9% of the time. Yes,
yeah.
Because you bang it to tell them a pitch is coming. If the certain pitch isn't coming and you don't bang the trash
can, fastball.
You're still using it.
You still understand what's coming. You're still benefiting from the trash can when you don't hear it bang.
JB disappoints me more than my future firstborn.
And here's the other thing. Major League Baseball said it wasn't just trash can banging. It was whistling. It was other noises, et cetera. So this data, it goes back to my point that we made at noon. You're never going to know that, how much the Astros, never. I don't care about how many tapes you watch, how much banging you hear, how much banging you don't hear, how many things you see or whistles or whatever, sirens, flares going off in the outfield. No one will ever know. There is no way to find out how much the Astros benefited from sign stealing. All we know is that they used electronics to steal signs, and that's going to hang over them forever. Forever.
Forever.
Forever.
Forever.
Yep.
Sandlot.
Yep.
Classic movie.
Yep.
Way better than Field of Dreams.
Come on now.
Not even close. 713-572-4610. What should we give up for 40 days and 40 nights? We got to put our heads together and figure this one out. I'm going to make something clear. I'm not giving up Chick-fil-A. The reason is it's financially irresponsible for me to
yeah.
do so.
Yeah.
Like I have a card there. So if you want me to just stick to salads or something like that, like if you want me to give up fast food type stuff, since I like fast food, I'm open to that. But I can't give that up because it would be financially stupid for me to do that.
I'm not giving up fishing. That's my, you talk about like when, when the wife or the girl is away for a couple of days or a week, how it's just such, that's my release, my wife lets me go almost, at will, depending on what we have going on, at home, to just go to my little travel trailer down on the Caney Creek and just get away. So I'm not giving up fishing. You got to come up with something other than that for me.
Figgy, tell them what you're not giving up. So we're each not giving up those certain things.
All right, I got a couple things.
Oh, you got to pick one.
Wait. Look, I'm not giving up crawfish. I'm not giving up wings.
Seasonal.
Yeah, I'm not.
What do you mean you're not giving up
wings? I'm not giving up wings, bro. Come on, man. Come on, man. I'm not giving up wings.
Hey, Raging Cajun's got some good wings, too.
Do they?
You got a gift card yesterday.
I hear you on that because this is prime crawfish season, too.
Yeah,
We're getting right into it, man.
Yeah, I'm not giving that up for 40 days.
Yeah.
So he's not giving up. Figgy will not give up crawfish. He will not give up wings. I'm not giving up
Chick-fil-A.
So what
are we
going to
do?
I'll just eat salads if you want me to, and Lopez is not giving up fishing. So what are we going with? You throw out your suggestion for me, Figgy. You throw your suggestion for me, and we'll open up the lines to 713-572-4610.
Well, think of something for me as well that I could give up, and for Figgy as well that he could give up. For Landry, Figgy, 713-572-4610. If you want to come up with ideas for all three of us.
This is just going to be backhanded insults.
40 days, probably. 40 days and 40 nights.
It's going to be so hurtful.
Trying to think for Landry.
Why do I open myself up to this slander and abuse?
What are you thinking? What are you thinking, Figgy?
Man. I'm trying to think. You're not a big caffeine guy. You're not a coffee guy.
Yeah.
Nah.
Now, he does drink a Monster every day, but that affects the show. Not a Monster. Whatever it is you drink. That would affect the show. So we don't want to.
Yeah, I want to do that.
We don't want to negatively affect the show.
Spark, yeah.
Yeah, Spark. Whatever it is. Let me think on that. You got one for me?
You?
Yeah.
What does John Lopez have to give up?
What about fishing shirts?
Could you give up fishing shirts for 40 days?
It's half my wardrobe. It's more than half my wardrobe.
What about give up not wearing socks? You got to wear socks for 40 days.
Oh, my God.
That
I
might
have to
affect
wear
the
socks
show.
Every day?
That might affect the show.
Socks like a normal person.
Oh, I don't wear socks like a normal person.
That might actually negatively impact the show. Could you give up fishing shirts for 40 days?
I have other shirts. I'm not wearing a fishing shirt today.
Fishing shirts for 40 days.
I've got like, I literally, have you seen the pictures? I've got probably 50 fishing shirts. I've got about 35 or 40 here and about 10 or 15 at my trailer. So.
I'm trying to think about this.
Jeremy Branham says you could not have screwed that up more.
Screwed up what?
His take.
On what?
On the 9%.
I'll tell him to call in.
I did.
I love JB.
I did.
But he has said it before.
Mm-hmm.
They have talked about like the case study. They had the guy on who had the case study, and they were talking about a percentage that it was used, and it's like you can't measure that. You can't manage. You can't.
No, I agree with you on that. 100%.
Trash can banged. You can't do that.
But we might have, or you might have.
He's too smart of a stat guy to even like entertain that. So I might have misrepresented. It's very possible.
But his premise is what we're talking about.
Sure.
Right.
Let's go to Rick. Rick, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Rick from Jersey Village. All right. I'm a longtime listener. Love listening to you guys. My idea for what y'all should give up for 40 days is shaving. It gets pretty bad after a week or two.
I look bad though, Rick. I'm Native like American.
A mountain man.
I look bad too.
I can't grow anything on my side face.
I gotta keep the baby
so
face.
I look stupid, man.
Gotta keep that baby.
I got
face.
That Native American, so I look really, really stupid. Yeah,
you don't
when I
you
do
don't
that.
Grow a good beard, do you?
I can't.
Like not at all?
No, I can't.
Really?
I can grow here. I can't grow here. It's impossible.
Yeah, I get patches
I can't.
And stuff.
You've got probably more Native American in you than you think.
No, I can't. Like, yeah. No, my great-grandpa, 100%. Like, I cannot do it.
That's awesome.
Can't grow a beard. If I tried, it just goes here, and I just look like
just on your lip?
Like a damn goat. You're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Loopholes. How you doing?
Fantastic.
Well, you probably know who I am by my voice.
Yes, I do, Bill.
I kind of like nicknames, though. You have the Money Mike, the Rapping Duke. Can I be like Slick Willie or Cigar
You're
Bill?
Slick Willie. There you go. Slick Willie.
I'm going to be Slick Willie.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. I like that. I like that little ding. Hey, listen, I think for Landry, he should give up ranch dressing.
Okay.
Let's go with that. Can you do that?
That's easy.
Easy?
That easy, yeah. Yeah.
Easy?
I'm with you, Willie. I'm with you. Shout out to Monica. Yeah, I can give up ranch dressing easy. That's no problem. You got alternatives. You got the steak sauce.
I think yeah, but I think it's gonna be a little harder than you think.
Okay, that's easy. I'll take the ranch. That's fine. Ranch dressing, giving up. Mark me down. I got off easy here. What's Figgy giving up?
I was thinking. So I'm a big juice person. I love drinking juice. I was gonna give up juice.
How about hats?
40 days.
Juice.
How about hats?
I ain't never seen you drink juice
I'm
a day.
I'm always
in your
drinking
life.
Juice.
No, I've seen you drink.
All right, chips. Chips.
Yeah.
He's got to give up chips for 40 days.
How about hats? He's always wearing a wool hat.
Nah, he's that's his
that's
thing.
Swag.
That's your style.
Gotta,
that's your
Figgy's got to give up chips for 40 days.
Chips for 40
chips.
Days.
Damn.
Chips.
I've been on Fetty Wap chips too, man. They good.
What about the ones, the Migos
jalapeno
stuff?
But you can have all the wings and crawfish you want. Just no chips.
Post Malone has some Doritos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Chips, Figgy.
Man.
Right. Commit or not. If you don't want to commit,
I'm in. I got it.
Well, what about me?
He's giving up chips. Lopez.
It's going to be hard for me to give up fishing shirts.
Fishing shirts, I don't
want to. Plus,
I
don't want you because that's what I am.
That's your trademark.
Yeah, that's what I am.
Okay, so Figgy's giving up chips. Am I really getting off just giving up ranch?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Yeah, hard. I think he's trying to be
man.
A little psychology.
We might have to go back to them energy drinks,
He's reverse psychologing us.
I'm just telling you, ranch, that ain't no thing. I got some OG sauce right here, too.
There you go. You got that.
I got that.
Mm-hmm.
That's better than ranch.
Mm-hmm. Made a new batch just for you. You and Figgy and the boys. Cecil thought I gave him $1 million when I gave him the OG sauce.
All right, so Figgy's giving up
chips. How about barbecue except for chicken? I got to have meat.
Okay, you're going to give up barbecue except for chicken.
Yeah. Like, I can't have any more barbecue. Like, how about?
How often do you eat barbecue,
though? I eat barbecue pretty regularly. At least once a week. At least once a week.
You fancy, dude.
No brisket or sausage, but I can have chicken.
Okay.
Right.
I'll give up. All right, I'll do this.
Mm-hmm.
I will do this. I'm serious. This is hard for me. This is the biggest sacrifice that anyone on this show is going to make. Anyone who knows me knows this. Besides salads, besides Chick-fil-A salads, I'll give up fast food for 40 days, 40 nights. That's hard for me.
Right.
Hard.
Chick-fil-A salads for 40 days, 40 nights.
That's so the no only, chick, that's the only thing
salads
I can get
from Chick-fil-A. That's it.
That's it. I can't go to Wendy's and get my spicy chicken. I can't go to McDonald's and get my McDouble. Okay. I can't go to Chick-fil-A and get my chicken sandwich. I can't go to Whataburger and get my number two. I can't go to Taco Bell and get whatever the hell I want there. I can't go to Taco Cabana. I can't go to Dairy Queen and try to get the steak fingers.
The only one is
Chick-fil-A. I can't do any of that. I will not eat fast food for 40 days, 40 nights. That's hard for me.
That is hard for you. That is hard for
hard
you.
I agree with that.
That'd be a piece of cake for me.
Hard for me.
Yeah.
I'm an American.
When I go in there, I usually just get drinks. No, trust me, I love fast food, but it kills me. I mean, I just balloon up.
Can't get no Oreo shake. Sterner was talking about those mini tacos from Jack in the Box yesterday.
You're all about that.
You can't cheat on the regulars. You got to get the regulars, get a breakfast Jack, get you a little something. I will give up fast food except Chick-fil-A salads. I will give that up for 40 days, 40 nights until free agency starts.
Somebody told me Coors Light.
Ooh, Coors Light.
That'd be tough.
You couldn't give up the Coors Light? You can switch to Miller?
I can drink other beer, but it's rodeo season, man. Got to have a cold Coors Light in your hand.
All right, someone says I should give up dipping sauces in general.
That's too much.
I'm already giving up the fast food.
That's too much. I just made you some barbecue sauce.
I'm already giving up the fast food. Steak? I could give up steak, although I wouldn't want to. Let's go to Ricky. Ricky, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Landry, man, for 40 days, man, you got to give this up, man. You gotta give up hating on Mr. Bill O'Brien just for 40 days, man.
That would affect the show.
Do you consider it hating?
No, it's not hating.
I don't think it's hating. Mm-hmm. I think it's just
you gotta say nothing but positive things about BOB for 40 days.
Then I would be being disingenuous to our audience.
Exactly.
Like it's supposed to be a reflection of the town. Like I want him to do well, but I just lay out the facts. They're just facts, man. Like. Lopez does it just as much as me. Everybody else does. It's just they're just facts. Like it's, I can't do that to the audience. It is what it is. Sorry, man.
Yeah.
Fast food. It is.
Okay.
713-572.
I can still barbecue a chicken.
4610. Someone's asking if John can quit stealing the coffee. Can you do that?
Again, it's an agreement I have with the proprietor. It's a gentleman's agreement. And I scratch his back, he scratches mine. Plus, it's delicious iced coffee. Delicious iced coffee.
Figgy, you still addicted to coffee?
Not really. I haven't had it this week.
Oh, that's good. I drink coffee every day, man.
Every day?
Every day. Every day of my life. I don't drink a lot of coffee, but I have to have a cup every morning. I'm not giving up fishing. Just let it go. 5620.
I met someone said they wanted to fish with you yesterday.
I saw that on your girl's video. Was that an Instagram?
Or was no, just she a video? Sent it to me.
She sent it to you?
Yeah.
So she was in an event.
Yeah.
And one of the loopholes are everywhere.
Shout out to Opportune.
Yeah, Opportune. Loopholes are everywhere.
Yeah, he said he wanted to fish.
Okay.
Said I could figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what happens. Seems like everybody wants to fish with you. Pretty ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, did you listen to Captain Mickey's show this morning?
I wasn't up early enough. I was working out.
Yeah. Oh, no, we already know you didn't. I just hate that the two OGs hate each other here.
I love Mickey.
Bobby, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Lopez, man, give up being a creeper, bro, for 40 days, bro.
I'm not a creeper. That damn Wade Smith.
Best call of the day. Best call of the day right there.
Wade Smith is – usually it's you that's trying to sully my reputation. That was Wade Smith. See, you infected him is what you did.
What did I say?
You planted that seed.
Oh, I told Wade that you were a low-key creeper. That was me.
Yeah, that was
I'm
you.
The one who put that in his head.
Yeah.
Okay. That really makes a lot of sense, dude. That really, really, really makes a lot of sense. Lopez. Lopez is a creep. What'd you say about Wade? What was your comeback with Wade?
Have you seen the harem that he rolls with? He's got a gaggle of women that are just everywhere he goes.
Well, they're working on the foundation.
Sure. The foundation have an event every week. They have a big, you know, gala every week.
Those girls bring champagne with them.
Dude, those girls don't play.
They don't give a damn.
No.
They're used to getting what they want, right?
No. Well,
they bring the champagne.
I could see that they do.
They bring the champagne.
How does he pull that off?
Remember when our old boss used to like just be sitting in there like drinking champagne with them?
His jaw was on the floor.
And they'd be just sitting there like drinking it. And this was when I was on the morning show.
Yeah.
Go in there, it's like 10 a.m. and they're like three bottles in of the champagne. And I'm just like, okay, so do we got a meeting or not? And the boss is just sitting there.
He's wasted.
He's just sitting there. Not saying a dang thing. Someone's saying that someone wants to go fishing. Go fishing with the OG, blazing with LL. I don't know what that means. You're talking about running track or something? Eating wings with Figgy sounds like a good weekend. How did I get this reputation as like the blazer of all blazers? You want to talk about an unfair reputation? How did I get like the Willie Nelson reputation? if you're talking about me unlabeling your reputation, where did this happen? Like, seriously.
Hey man, I just work here.
I just work here too, you creep. When did this happen? I don't understand it. I don't understand how this happened. I really don't.
You really don't?
I don't. I really don't.
Yeah?
I don't. I don't.
I don't know.
All right, creep. The OG creep. John Lopez is giving up barbecue, except chicken.
Right.
I'm giving up fast food. Figgy Fig's giving up chips. By the time that we're done with this, it'll be 40 days from now, an NFL free agency will begin. Speaking of NFL free agency, beat writers are starting to make predictions about the teams they cover. You're going to hear the predictions from every team in the AFC South and the powerhouses in the AFC, including a prediction that the Colts could be bringing in a big-name quarterback, and we're not talking about Cam Newton. Around the NFL next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.